This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. Today we're talking sugar. Sugar, I mean, in children specifically, but I do feel it's an important topic for all of us to listen to. I really believe we live in a world now where there's luckily alternatives and lots of alternatives available, where you can still get your sugar fix and but still, you know, be okay. That being said, honestly, I have to say I'm not a sweet tooth at all. Luckily, I can eat biltong like a crazy person. I love and chip and dip. So I have my indulgences and I have my vices, but I'm a lot more with salty things. I don't mind sweetness every now and then, but I'm not. A lot of women always tell me like, oh, I have such a sweet tooth and I struggle to cut out cake. Hate cake. Hate's maybe a strong word, but hate, I don't really like cake. I like cheesecake, but also not all the time. So for me, it's personally not such a big issue not to have sugar in my life. If you tell me I have to cut out biltong or druivors or something like that, I feel I'll have a much bigger issue. That being said, my husband, Stefan, on the other hand, I think if you would allow him to eat a chocolate every day, he would do it. I remember when we just got together, one evening we were sitting and he's like, don't you want to go to the garage and get us some chocolate? And I was like, yeah, no problem. And then I went to go get a chocolate. And in my head, you know, like the standard slab, you know, back in the day, what the slab looked like. It wasn't these giant ones that you get now. It's the little bit smaller ones. And I brought back one of these slabs for him. And he looked at it with the most disgust that you can believe, that he's like, what is this small chocolate? I'm like, it's a slab. He's like, that is not a slab. That is a tiny chocolate. That big one, that's what it is. So since then, I've never, ever bought the standard slabs, always those big ones. So with chocolate, I feel they really have changed the thing. So my husband, a big sweet tooth, not that I allow him to eat chocolate every day. I'm very afraid of other things. Obesity, not one of them. I can tell you, you can probably eat a chocolate a day and he won't gain any weight. It's very frustrating to live with a person like that. But there's other things and things to worry about as well. So sugar today, I think when it comes to mind, when we think of sugar, I think most of the time we think obesity, hyperactivity as well. I feel with children, sugar rush, those type of things is the top of mind type of thing. But as always, I bring in the big guns to talk about these topics so that we can be informed and talk about sugar, hidden sugars as well in everyday foods. I think that's also the thing that we have to think about. I'm not saying, yes, we have alternatives, but these days processed foods and stuff, anyway, again, I'm not the expert here, but let's talk about the impact of sugar, hyperactivity, sleep, behavior, our long-term health, all those things. And to help me talk about this topic is dietitian Lisa Snyman. She's been on the show before, so we know she knows what she's talking about, or else she wouldn't have made it back. That's a good place to maybe intervene. So I think sugar, first of all, often also, I mean, gets blamed a lot in children for lots of things. People often say for lots of childhood challenges, sugar gets the blame. But what is it actually when we talk, what exactly do we mean when we talk about sugar in a child's diet?
You know, Yolandi, when most people refer to sugar, they refer to refined sugar, which is actually the sugar that's added during the processing of certain foods or cool drinks. So you'll definitely find this biscuits and desserts and chocolates, as you've mentioned. But I want to take a step back and just say, not all sugar is bad. Sugar is a bit of a loose term that we use. So you need sugar. You need sugar for to derive energy from. So all carbohydrates, they're all sugar, and they change into in your stomach into sugar and will then be absorbed into the bloodstream and serve as fuel for you to think, for you to breathe, to partake in sport, to be active, for your brain to function. You know, so it's kind of important. So sugar gets a bad rep, but it's not all sugar is bad. So what we refer to usually when we say sugar, definitely the refined stuff where we don't have all the added nutrients, but sugar can actually also include carbohydrates where we actually have healthier options, which will fall under sugar as well.
Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today, in our parenting show, we are talking about sugar in children. And we're having a great chat with dietitian Lisa Snyman about this topic. So if you've just joined us, don't despair. This show and all of my shows will be available as a podcast for you to go listen to on highfm.com. You've mentioned now, Lisa, that I mean, sugar gets a bad rap. You're exactly right. But once you said carbs, I saw a window, and I'm just going to mention that when I'm now training for comrades, the amount of carbs I have to take per hour is 50 to, it's actually more, it's around 60 grams per hour that I have to take in. And I mean, it's a shot of, and it's nice and sweet as well, of different types of things I'm taking. So, and that is necessary. And I can tell you, I can feel the difference if I don't eat properly while I'm eating or while I'm running, for sure. And also afterwards, I always say, if you feel really hungry after a run, you didn't eat enough while you were running. I just a pro tip there. Look at me and on my level. Again, saw a window, needed to take it.
I like it.
But again, also now, if we just talk sugar itself, there's also a difference between, because lots of moms, if I ask them, is there any sugar? Because, you know, some, I think sugar, that spoon of sugar that I'm putting in the rooibos or in the oats, which is sugar. But I mean, these days also, I mean, fruit has sugar in it.
Yes, that's the naturally occurring sugars.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're discerning here between the two types, eh? Your naturally occurring sugars, the fruit that you just mentioned. So in fruit, you get fructose. I mean, you can taste the sweetness. As in milk, you'll get lactose, which is the milk sugar present in dairy products. But with these foods, you also get vitamins and minerals and protein in the dairy and antioxidants in the fruit, fiber in the fruit. You know, so there's, apart from the sugar, which is not refined, it does provide us with more than just the sugar part. It makes this food whole and it makes it nutritious, where added sugar will be incorporated during the food processing or after the fact. So as you said, added sugar to a cereal, but the cereal already contains sugar. And then you've got to know the manufacturers, they're very sneaky. They hide the fact that the food contains the extra sugar. So they will label it as dextrose or maltose or corn syrup. And then you think you're buying a healthy product. So note that not only should we keep an eye out for the word sugar, but also the hidden sugars.
And I think that's also the next question for me, is also because I think parents are often surprised at how many hidden sugars there are in foods. And I think, you know, and I don't want to diss any like brand now or something, but we all do like when it's busy to get those ready-made kind of things that you just put in the oven. And then when you go look at the label, to make it taste nice, that bolognese.
What they add to it.
Yeah.
So with the sugars, we immediately think of chocolates and sweets. Of course, yes. But many foods labeled as healthy or natural or even free range, not necessarily free, organic is the word I'm looking for, will actually contain sugar to alter the taste and make it pleasant and get the product to sell, eh? So I'm referring you to the breakfast cereals. And on the box, I'm not arguing the fact it says added vitamins and minerals. Yeah, a few. But just consider the sugar that has been added to this product already, not taking into account that the children at the breakfast table will add even more. Flavored yogurt, to name one, drinking yogurt, fruit juices, iced teas, energy drinks, you know, cereal bars, you know, these things very, very high in sugar, and we all consider them relatively healthy. So when parents identify sugar in a child's diet, not necessarily only the white stuff added to the drinks, Yolandi, but yes, that as well, and the chocolates and the sweets, but then the other added to as the food gets processed, unfortunately, very high. And, you know, some of these servings can contain several teaspoons of sugar per serving, which is shocking.
No. And I mean, you know, I'm laughing a little bit because in all honesty, I have been in this trap of falling for breakfast cereals and things like that. And it kind of builds up. You know, you start with the Weet-Bix and the plain oats and all these things
out of hand.
And then I personally know that if I think now, maybe it was definitely last year, not this year. I'm going to come to this year where the change has happened, but literally where it then becomes, and then all of a sudden my kids want to try the Cocoa Pops this, and then it becomes, and then all of a sudden you have this whole range of cereals where they tell you, oh, it's vitamins and whatever also added. So you kind of justify it to yourself. I made the conscious decision to cut those things out this year.
Big choice.
Like, no, we still have Weet-Bix. Plain oats we have, which I feel is a better option. But I started actually making proper breakfast for my children. So that we have like bagels and scrambled eggs and things like that. And I cannot tell you the difference it makes with the concentration that my children have in the class as well. And they tell me they're... You know, teachers to tell me what a difference it makes. So the diet, and I couldn't believe what a difference it made to properly have a meal in the morning. And eggs, hey, what did
the protein lasts you longer? Hey?
Yes,
the blood sugar. No, you obviously did that, and you got the results.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, that's the thing. Another big one that I fell for is, and I'm now naming and shaming, and I shouldn't, but appetizer.
It's an apple. And,
I really did not realize it has more sugar in it than Coca-Cola.
Okay, so once you start reading the labels, it becomes an issue. Eh?
Yes. So
you're
that is really, but let's talk about it. I mean, you said not all sugar is bad, and but how much sugar can a child consume?
Okay, so now we're talking about added sugar.
Yes.
We're not talking about carbohydrates. That's something different.
Yes.
We're talking added sugar. Luckily for us, the World Health Organization, they've got a recommendation of less than 10% of the calories that you should take in a day. Ideally 5 for added health benefits if you want to lose weight or prevent diabetes. But okay, you can go up to 10% of your daily calories, which with in practical terms for a child would be 4 to 6 teaspoons of added sugar. But now, before we run away with this, to put it into perspective, a single can of cool drink exceeds this already. So again, sugar-containing cold drink in a can, a single can already provides you with more than what you should take in a single day or a child should take in a single day. So it's actually 4 to 6 teaspoons, which can sound liberal. It is not. You have to make the effort to restrict refined sugar intake.
And I mean, and I think that's an easy one to cut out. Mm. Like a can of sugar.
It's an obvious, it's easy. A can of cold drink.
I see. I mean, I, and then this is now a proud moment after my appetizer and cereal debacle.
Okay.
Now I can say like a proud moment in my kids' journey of eating. I remember when my children were 3-4 years old, we went to a birthday party, and they both came back to me And they're like, there's no, it's nothing to drink here. And then I went to the drinks table because there was only cream soda. My kids did not know cream. They thought it was alcohol. I never told them, but they didn't realize it was something that they could drink. So they literally came back and they're like, there's
There's no
nothing,
water.
there's yeah, because there
Never
was
heard.
no water. And they were like, there's nothing to drink here. I was like,
Well
hey, look
done.
at me, hey.
Well
That's
done.
not the case
You're
anymore.
moment.
That's a couple of years ago. They don't know what cream soda is. You can't not, they can't not have it. It's 12 to, they hate cream soda,
But
but I'm
that's
just
also a
saying.
very young age, 3 or 4, to, you know, to already know your cream sodas from your
Yeah, but
waters.
there
You
was,
did
like I
well.
said, there was a 4-year-old party and there was cream soda and Fanta and all sorts of things. And my kids did not know it.
Well done, you're
Yeah, look
brilliant.
at me. I also have to sometimes give myself kudos if no one else is going to do it. It's a very lonely journey, this parenting journey. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we're talking about sugar, sugar in our children's diet, how to prevent, why we shouldn't have it, and how we can, prevent having too much sugar. I think that's also an important one. Joining me today to talk about this is Lisa Snyman. She's a dietitian. And yes, if you've missed the show, don't despair. Remember, this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to on highfm.com. So we've talked now a lot about these hidden sugars and things, but what do you think is one of like the biggest misconceptions parents have about sugar?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think if I think I can come up with two, and the first would be that all sugars are equally unhealthy. So that's definitely not true. When we say we need sugar for energy, for brain function, breathing, and be active, you know, that's very important. And but then we obviously have to discern and say the refined sugars should be carefully included in a diet. So that's the first misconception. But also, I would you know, want to raise a flag here and say, do note that products labeled natural, organic, fruit-based, do not assume that they're automatically healthy. They may still contain a lot of refined sugars. I think if you ask me about a misconception, those would be the two that I would want to note.
No, I don't mean that's also like sometimes I think as consumers, sometimes it's the same when we come to like safe sleep now as well. I think people just because it's being sold,
Doesn't mean it's
they think
good.
it's been checked.
True, very true.
And that's not the case. They don't have to. They can call it whatever they want to, like a luxury apartment. I also feel that's an overuse. This term.
Yeah.
But we have to be more aware of these things and check it out and look at those type of things. But let's talk about, I mean, we've now spoken about these hidden sugars, where sugars are, being aware of that organic and all those things don't matter. But what does sugar do to our children's overall health? What's the long-term consequences
Yes.
of excessive sugar intake?
I hear what you're saying. I think in contrast with long term, I would say short term first, tooth decay. And if you have many sugary treats in your diet, you're going to replace other more nutritious foods from the diet. So I think short term, that's where we're going to have a problem. And then long term, definitely over time, excessive sugar intake will contribute to weight gain and later onset of high cholesterol or diabetes and cardiovascular disease, you know. So although sometimes as a parent we don't necessarily think about our child's health, you know, in 40 years or 50 years' time, but this is where we're laying the foundation. So for short term and long term, very important for us to consider refined sugar in your child's diet.
Are you looking to reach an engaged, loyal audience? There is no better place to do it than right here on High FM. Our listeners tune in every day for music, conversation, and news they can trust. When you advertise on High FM, you are not just buying airtime, you are becoming part of a community that genuinely listens. Whether you're a small business or an established brand, we'd love to have a conversation about how we can work together. WhatsApp us on 061 895 1019. That's 061 895 1019. 1019 or email us at info@highfm.com and we'll reach out to you. High FM, part of your day, every day.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. You've missed a lot of my show. We're talking about sugar and the impact it has on our children's health. Where all these sugars are, we have to be super vigilant. You have to be like a ninja to find these sugars. But it is an important thing to be aware of, because we've now also realized that just because someone says it's good for you doesn't mean it is good for you. You really have to look at these things. My guest today joining me is dietitian Lisa Snyman. She's also a mom of two. And I can tell you, I've been to her house and she always has dessert there. So not all sugar is bad. But we've spoken about now, like the long-term consequences on their health and things like that of sugar. But there's also, I mean, often we think of this like a sugar rush that children get and those. So what is actually the impact of sugar on children's like energy levels, their mood? Is it really going to make them hyperactive, or is that just like a myth?
controversy, but... You know, research doesn't consistently show that sugar correlates with hyperactivity, but it has an impact. It's an exacerbating factor. So it's something you've got to factor in. So if you then, you know, wonder in mute astonishment why the teacher complains of your child's lack of focus or concentration or poor behavior in the classroom, but you've, you know, only provided a high refined sugar content in breakfast, like a breakfast cereal with a fruit juice and a sugar sweetened yogurt. I mean, we have to take into account that if we say for every action, there is a reaction. Same holds true for diet. I mean, for every carbohydrate that you take in, your body will respond in terms of blood glucose. And blood glucose reflects and correlates with energy levels. As you've picked up when you run, you know, when your energy goes down, you have to refuel. And the type of fuel that you use is super important. So you can't expect a child to perform if you're fueled only with refined sugars in the morning, because they are fast burners. They burn out very quickly. They give a very high blood sugar spike, which correlates then with poor concentration. And I don't want to use the word hyperactivity, because then we're saying, again, there's a direct correlation. But okay, there is a reaction there. And this can also affect concentration, as we know very well. So if we then have a breakfast that we provide to the children with a protein and a slow-release sugar, that's where the key lies, so that we have controlled energy levels. And that we can really enable our children to perform at school in terms of schoolwork and sport.
I love that. But I mean, now I said parents have to be ninjas when it comes to these things.
I agree.
But what should we be looking at when we are looking at the labels?
You know, even as a dietitian, I feel overwhelmed if I look at the label on any product, you know. So I think to keep it simple, start with a list of ingredients. So they rank the food, the ingredients in this specific product from highest to lowest. So, you know, if sugar is on the top two or three, then, you know, this product most likely contains a high volume of refined sugar. And as a general guideline, I think if you then take per 100 grams of the product, you know, 5 grams per 100, and when it comes to sugar, is considered low, and in excess of 20 is considered high. So I think if that's what you remember from today's show, it's that 5 to 20 rule per 100 gram, you know. So if you take your product, you look at the label first, you can check the list of ingredients. If sugar's in the top two or three, you should already see red flags. And then you can further discern by looking at the per 100 gram content. So when it comes to sugar, clean sugar on the label, 5 per 100, you know you're low. More than 20, you're in trouble.
No. Okay. That's a good guideline, I feel,
Hope
for
it
us
helps. I
also.
hope it helps all the parents out there.
But what are some of the different names that parents should look out for on the
Well,
labels?
as I say, they try to hide it, and I think it's because they know, sugar it can be a problem when it's refined. So they use molasses, or they use brown sugar. We get that often. Is brown sugar healthier than white? Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, maltose, dextrose. I think this is where you go. Maltose, dextrose, fructose, glucose, O's, sugar, it's sugar. And that should be your something to look out for. But I mean, they're all different names, but essentially they all contribute to your total sugar intake.
Okay, that's good. Also, like I said, I mean, it's funny. I feel that that's proper adulting. I also always laugh at myself because when I was younger, I never looked at expiry dates, and now I always do. And I feel so adult when I do it, and now even more so when I look at the label, then I look at all the sugar. It's very
You're really upping your game. I
adulty,
like
I
it.
feel. But again, I feel. Yes, there's this one side of that where processed foods are so readily available. But just like with alcohol and alcohol-free options, I feel that's the same with sugar nowadays as well. Because most of these, where I mentioned now earlier, like cream sodas, Fanta, Coke, all these have these no sugar options
They
now.
do. Yes, they do.
Is that better or is it still crap for us? Am
Oh,
I opening another can?
you didn't say it's going to be a tough show today.
Yeah.
No, I think there's a place for them if I want to make a better choice.
Yes.
So I think it's a stretch if you call them healthy, but I think if you want to make a better choice, and remember, strangely enough, your body still, these fake, let's call them fake sweet sugars, the sweeteners that they use in these products, they are so cleverly formulated that, if you should take a blood glucose meter and you drink a glass of sugar-free something, be it Coke, be it Sprite, Zero, whatever the case may be, you will still see an increase in your blood sugar level. And you say, this
No.
is impossible. This thing doesn't contain sugar, but it's because this fake sugar is so convincing to your body. Your body initially responds to it, and only then your body realizes, oh, wait, this was a fake. And then the sugar starts dropping again. So no, it's not water. I
Yeah.
think the short answer is it's not water, but I suppose there's a place for it as a healthier choice from time to time.
Yeah. But what are some simple swaps family can make to
Ooh,
reduce sugar?
definitely the drinks. I mean, they're so concentrated in terms of sugar content. So if you can replace cool drinks and energy drinks and fruit juice today, and swap it for water, because essentially that's what you need to hydrate. Okay, I think also two others would be to opt for plain yogurt. I think we underestimate the sugar in yogurt, and then the breakfast cereal. So for me, the drinks swap to water, get rid of those flavored yogurts, and then go check what's in your pantry when it comes to cereals, and get something more natural, less refined. That's what I would advise.
I want to also ask on that now because I also eat plain yogurt. I love Greek yogurt. And it's a new thing, but I do like honey on that.
Okay, the natural flavor. Oh,
Is that
sweet and honey.
better or is it still really bad?
A harsh choice of words to use honey and very bad in the same sentence. I would say if you sweeten the plain yogurt using fresh fruit, you're on the right track.
Okay,
And
so
if
that's
you,
better.
yeah, I think that's where I would go, and as an occasional treat, then I'll do the honey, but I wouldn't necessarily have it as my number one healthy swap. Would I
Okay.
say it's a better swap? Yes, I'll give you points for that. Can you do even better? Yes.
You can't do everything right. That's a high standard. But I
Okay.
do, like I said, I do, definitely for me, honey. But I mean, there's lots of things. I used to drink sweetener in my coffee, don't anymore.
Well
Drink
done.
just
That's a
plain
good
coffee.
one.
Now, the coffee in itself, I don't feel is necessarily the healthiest choice. But again, I'm all about balance, not hard, cut
Black and white.
outs
No, I'm
type
with
of
you.
things. And I think it's easier to maintain as well if you don't have these. But again, I don't have a huge, I say I don't have a huge sweet tooth, and then I put honey in my. I also want those type of things. Lisa, it's been such a wonderful conversation, but If parents listening today could make just one change this week to improve their child's nutrition and reduce unnecessary sugar intake, what would you recommend?
Oh, there's so many, but I think the top one on my list would be to focus on drinks because of the excessively high content of refined sugar in the fruit juices and in the cool drinks. I think in every household, this is a trap that we fall into. And I think this is an area that's easily changed without making the family feel restricted so that we do not have too many things that we change at once. But the drinks, and again, then, we need sugar, let's call it carbohydrate. Children need carbohydrate for energy and brain function and to be active, but they do not need the excessive refined sugar.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Again, that was something that we changed. And it's probably because of Lisa, I have to say that my education in this regard has been, I have been privileged. but also how I feel myself. And I think that sometimes, for me, the funny part when it comes to our children and our parenting is that we know sugar is not great for us as adults. Eating a giant chocolate, it's like, I mean, every now and then is not the end of the world, but if you're going to be doing it every day, not a great idea. Drinking Coke,
balance. I think
it's
it comes
like,
back to what you
yeah,
said,
but I mean,
balance. Yes.
I can feel, and again, I'm now for sure at a different level in the sense of I'm super healthy, I'm super fit in the end of the day, and I can eat. If I eat McDonald's,
You can feel the difference.
I can feel that it's not good for
It
me.
didn't fuel you.
It doesn't fuel me. It makes me actually feel a little bit nauseous. So I don't eat things like that anymore because I can literally feel the impact it is having on my body. And it's the same with those sugary drinks and things like that, where I can literally feel what impact it is on me. I'm like now at this point, sometimes when I eat like a donut, it comes out on my face as pimples.
Your body responds.
My
Your body's
body,
used
because
to
it's
that.
not used to those type of
Sure. Your
things,
body
and
became used
it
to that.
responds, which is like it sounds really fancy. Please don't. I also still eat bad, and I don't also not always perfect, but I can literally feel. And I think as a parent, sometimes we know these things.
You can pick it
Yet
up.
then we're like with our children, it's like, oh, but they don't want to drink water. How many times I hear that? No, my children don't like water. If you're going to be drinking water, I can tell you they're going to drink water. If there's no other option, they will drink it. And don't make your tastes your child's
Yeah, lead
taste.
by example.
So for me, that's a takeaway of as well. I think the drinks is such and it's so quick that it can
You did
sneak
that.
in. And like you said, there's like one drink and then you've got all your sugar intake for the whole
For the
day.
day,
And then you can not
And
have the
there's nothing
honey on
wrong
your
with that. There's
cereal.
nothing.
And I think water is also so important for like the whole body.
Of course, yes. All the body functions will depend on
Yeah.
hydration. Of course, yes.
And I also can feel that if I don't drink enough, especially during this winter time in Gauteng, you need to be
You
drinking
need to be
water.
conscious.
Yes. I think one of the biggest takeaways for me today is that healthy eating isn't about striving for perfection or eliminating every sweet treat. It's about awareness, balance, and helping our children build positive habits that can support their health for years to come. If you've missed any part of the discussion today, don't despair. Remember that this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to. Thank you so much for listening again today and allowing me to be part of your parenting journey. It really is such a privilege to be able to host, and it's been a while already. I've got quite a few podcasts available on hivefm.com for you to go listen to. So please do go have a listen. Please remember to take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. But until next time, be kind to yourself, be kind to your children, and be kind to one another. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.